Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. An opening reception for a Clementine Hunter exhibit is presented by the Old Post Office Museum in Winsboro coming up tomorrow night beginning at 5 p.m. The museum's curator, Kayla French, joins me by phone for more on this special evening. Thanks for your time and sharing about this special exhibit. A lot has gone into preparing this, Kay. And tell us about the collection. What's included in the works from Clementine Hunter?
Oh, my goodness. We have a wonderful collection, including the work from the Washtenaw Parish Public Library that are 10 abstracts that are very, very rare. She only did 100. 10 of them were donated to the Washtenaw Parish Public Library. 10 of them to the East Baton Rouge Parish Public Library because the family strongly believed that they needed to be seen, even though, interestingly enough, they were not a Clementine favorite. Ted, bless her heart, that they heard her said to do. Some that are more unusual. We also have a lot in the collection of Tom Whitehead, who is the Clementine biographer. Tom Whitehead was very instrumental in helping to save her work and was very dear to her. Clementine always called Tom her white son. So who better to write her biography, which is entitled Clementine, Her Life and Art, than Tom Whitehead? And I went over last Thursday and Youngblood family from Weston Plantation in Riverside has donated 4 of their private collections that are rather large and unusual and really, really wonderful. Also, the couple who sponsored it, Tammy and Eric Boyd from Winsboro, big fan of Clementine, obviously, and one of the vinegar bottles, as well as photographs of Clementine painting the vinegar bottle.
Is there a particular piece that you're excited about in the exhibit?
All of them. I mean, really, they're just 2 of them in particular.
Uh-huh.
Every single one, of course, has a story. Her her style of painting is called memory painting, meaning that it's things that she remembers from her lifetime, you know, literally. And it is very, very literal, things from hauling cotton to pecan threshing, to making syrup and hauling sugar cane, to life on Melrose Plantation in general. The fun things, the Saturday night at the Honky Tonk, and then, of course, there are a lot with a religious theme. One in particular called Frenchie Goes to Heaven. Her son was named Frenchie, and he lived away, but when he became very ill, he came home so that his mother, Clementine, could take care of him. And she painted, after he died, a picture of what she believed it would be like for Frenchie going into heaven. And that's quite beautiful. So there's just all kinds. It's just a myriad of memories from her lifetime that she painted. And, of course, she didn't start painting until she was after 50. She lived to be 102. Was born in the Cane River region around Natchitoches and raised there at Melrose Plantation, which was said to be the inspiration for Uncle Tom's Cabin. She worked as a farmhand and never learned to read or write. She was had to be taught to sign her paintings, how to sign her paintings. And her signature, interestingly, derived over the years from a written-out Clementine that someone did for her to down to what we realize today is the backward C over the H. There were several different phases of that, and that's really kind of the way that the paintings can be dated, and I think that's really interesting. But all of the paintings depict plantation life in the early 20th century. Of course, by the end of her life, her work was being exhibited in museums and sold for thousands and thousands of dollars. And, of course, you hear people all the time that say, oh, I remember going there, and I remember buying a little piece. I have a piece that I paid $10 or $15 for, you know. And that's pretty common, pretty popular. since she is, of course, one of the icons of Black primitive art, her works sell for thousands and thousands of dollars now and are quite collectible. We're extremely proud to have such a good representation of her originals at the Old Post Office Museum.
Live entertainment is also set for the reception tomorrow night. Who will be performing?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. We've got the Equinox Jazz Trio. The reception will be from 5 to 7, and we'll have some really nice jazz music. Of course, some wonderful food that's been prepared by our board of directors. And it's just going to be a fun and festive evening. Now, Tom Whitehead, her biographer, is going to be speaking, making remarks about 6 o'clock. So, you know, if you plan to come, be sure and plan to come around that time or so. With the reception from 5 to 7, we try to hit the artist remarks or the remarks, you know, sort of in the middle of the event. But he'll be speaking around 6. And briefly, just kind of talking about his memories of Clementine and what the art means to him. So that's a really very special thing. We also, this is a nice highlight, unexpected highlight to us, but we were thrilled when Jennifer Sweeney called us. Jennifer designed some china in the form of Clementine paintings, and we're going to have a silent auction of a big basket of her china. So, of course, the event is $25 per person, and then you get an opportunity to bid on the basket full of china in the Clementine style, and it's really, really nice.
Yeah. A phone number if someone would like to find out more information.
Sure, 435-3781. The Old Post Office Museum in Winsboro. You can find us on Facebook at Old Post Office Museum or on the web at oldpostofficemuseum.com. We'll have all the information there.
Kay LaFrance, Museum Curator at the Old Post Office Museum. Kay, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. I've enjoyed it. Have a good day.
Hear this and other Lania podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.